More than 52,000 Onondaga County residents have received a coronavirus vaccine, which percentage-wise is far above the state average. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the latest state numbers also show who isn't getting vaccinated.
Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon says 11.4% of eligible adults in the county have received the vaccine. And if you add in nursing home residents, that number is more like 15%, which McMahon says is pretty good.
The state average is 7.56, so we're much better than the state average. In discussions, again, this wasn't confirmed, I haven't seen it, but in my discussions, it was referenced that we may be doing the best out of the large counties.
McMahon says numbers also show percentages of who's getting vaccinated at the county immunization clinic. And there's evidence there of racial inequality. Only 7% are African American, 2% Asian, and 1% other, which includes Latino. Those all are under percentages of those races in the county. He expects these numbers to be consistent with the state fair and pharmacy clinics as well. He says county numbers would have been far worse if not for some recent pop-up clinics focusing on African American and new American communities. He expects more of those kinds of clinics in the future.
We're going to need to be very intentional to make sure that communities get opportunity. What we're going to run into is distrust in the process, and that's where the education and the health equity task force is going to have to really push that process.
The state figures also show only 21% of residents of the city of Syracuse are getting the shot. McMahon says that number should be in the neighborhood of about 30%. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.